Happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church, a church you can call home where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. So praise God. Bienvenidos a la iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you to joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Have an attitude of receiving. God has something for you. Amen. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. So praise God. And we're going to continue with drawing close to God, to Jesus daily. And number two. Amen. So we can do this on a daily basis, not just once in a while, you know, or when we think about it, but on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you first. You know what? Before we do that, let's make this declaration together. Grab your swords, soldiers of God, mighty warriors of God. I saw somebody post this. It says, warriors of God. I said, no, he don't want us to worry. That's, we put it all on Jesus, so we don't have to worry about it. Cast it on him. Give it to him. You're a mighty warrior for God. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's make this declaration together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. You know, you could say this on a daily basis. Amen. On a daily basis, draw close to him. And we're going to be talking about drawing close to Jesus. Amen. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you first. And it goes like this. It talks about words. It says words are serious business. Words are carriers of life or death. Faith or fear, positive or negative, right or wrong. Speaking faithful words is speaking words that agree with the word of God. If it's not agreeing with the word of God, you shouldn't be saying it, because you can have what you say, whether it be positive or negative. But you're going to have either the negative or the positive. And you can't blame nobody else but yourself. Amen. So it agrees with the word of God instead of circumstances. You know, everybody say, oh, man, it's, and just start down and about this day. I got so many things to do, blah, 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 all the negative stuff. You don't have to agree with that. Amen. Or the circumstances, whatever it may be. Wishing and hoping won't get the job done. Speak from your spirit instead of from your mind. You know, we talk about this all the time. The battlefield is the mind. And there's a lot of things going through there. But you know what? You don't have to let it out. As long as you don't speak it, you're not sowing it. So, you know, best thing to do is, if you thought about it, delete it and don't give voice to it. Don't give life to it. Because when you sow it, you're giving life to it. And it's going to grow in you. So you're not giving it to somebody else, because it's coming right back at you. Amen. So, whoo. Speak from your spirit instead of your mind. Stop telling it like it is. We used to say this all the time. Zip the lip. Don't let it come out of your mouth. Amen. So zip the lip. You can write that down and practice that all the time. It says, don't tell it like it is. Says you can have what you say. If you don't speak it, if you don't speak to your mountain will speak to you. You got to say it. You know, just like you got the word of God in you. It ain't going to do you no good if you're not speaking it. Speak what the word says. If it don't agree with the word of God, don't say it. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Speak to your mountain. Says your mountain will speak to you, right or wrong. Start speaking and believing the promises of God's word. Put the power of words to work for you. Man, that's a blessing right there. Amen. Put it to work for you. Speak it. You know, you can have what you say. Proverbs 18:21 says this, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the words you speak. Amen. And those who love it will eat its fruit. So whatever it is you're sowing, you're going to and get it right back. Amen. Enjoy. Says you will eat its fruit. So praise God. Amen. Whew, that blessed me. I don't know about you. If it don't, we got to get you saved. Says, please him. Choose to please him. Stop fearing the worldly race and make a solid decision to glorify God daily from your home, your work, your school, your church, or wherever you happen to be. Amen. Wherever he places you, remember that you are serving him. I got to remind myself all the time. You know, even when I'm out there doing whatever work I'm doing, I say, Lord, I'm doing this under you. When I come to do something at the church, Lord, I'm doing this under you. Amen. Because if you start getting negative and start thinking about, well, there's nobody here but me. And you start putting yourself down. And you know what? The enemy is going to agree with you. Amen. You, yourself, and I, who is me, myself, and I, we're all three of us is going to agree. This is not good. And you start being negative instead of being positive. And Lord, I'm doing this under you. And you get the right attitude. Amen. Wherever he places you, remember you're serving him. You are the body of Christ on a mission for him. Amen. We need to remember this. Lord, we're doing this under you. We're his representatives. We're ambassadors. Wherever we go, we can speak what the word of God says. Do everything as you would do it unto him, and you will find joy even in the most common task, big or small. Some of us ain't pleasing. Then we're doing something big, and people are watching us. Amen. And we want a pat on our backs. Of course, I get a pat all the time. Decide by your will to rejoice, to walk in peace, and to demonstrate his love and compassion. He is with you to empower you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling. Imitate him. If you're going to copy something, you know, there's a lot of so-called worldly heroes out there. People try to copy, you know. But you know what? Copy him. The Bible tells us, and we're going to use that scripture in a few minutes. But Ephesians 5:1 says, therefore become imitators of God. Copy him and follow his examples. As well-beloved children, imitate their fathers. Amen. So let's remember that. He is with you to empower you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling. Imitate him and choose to please him. Amen. When you keep that in mind and you keep your mind renewed, you know, you can't go wrong. But that's the thing. And it's, you know, the Bible tells us to renew our minds often, not just once in a while, but renew your mind, because you're bombarded with negative things each and every day. Wherever you happen to go, you'll hear it and you'll see it, and it's all around you. So you know what? Keep yourself renewed so that you can go and fulfill what he wants us to do. And he's got a mission for you. He's got something for you to do. So don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Amen. Know he's got a plan for you. Know that he's got a call for you. He's anointed you, and he has equipped you to go and fulfill what it is he wants you to do. But if you disconnect yourself, you know, this tree is good. It's got some nice lights. But you know what? You unplug that thing, and it ain't working, and it's not as nice anymore. So we need to stay connected to him on a daily basis, all the time. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. We ain't nothing without him. With him, we're great. But without him, we're nothing. So praise God. Amen. So we're going to talk about drawing close to Jesus daily, number two. Amen. It says, draw close to him, and he'll draw close to you. So don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. He says, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Amen. So praise God. It says, when things are not going good, we're going to do some review, and then we'll start. It says, when things are not going good, a place to turn for help, a place to turn for guidance, a place to turn and cast your cares, your anxieties, your worries and plans is the open arms of Jesus. Amen. I think Pastor Pat said this, you know, but Jesus sitting at the right hand of God. And, you know, if you don't know, if you never heard it before, that right hand of God is a place of authority. And he's there and he's interceding for us. He didn't forget about us. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He didn't forget about us. He's praying for us. And he's there all the time. Amen. All the time. Praise God. Woo. He helps those who are seeking him, have needs, hurting, need healing, or need guidance. Amen. We can raise our both hands and both feet, you know, because we need him. He says, draw close to Jesus daily. We're going to review some of these. And this next one is going to be our text. No, I got a few things I want to share with you. It says, draw near to God, and what? He'll draw near to you. Amen. Keep going. It says, draw close to God and have faith in his word. Amen. We got to have faith in his word. And we're going to go over this scripture in a few minutes. But he says, to walk by faith, not by sight. You know, if we're not walking in faith, the fear of the world is going to come upon you. And he says he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And you know what? I've got to say this. We're not here to entertain you. You watching, you listening, we're not here to entertain you. We're here to empower you with the Word of God so that you can go. And we're here to encourage you so that you can go and fulfill what it is He wants you to do. You've got the power. You got it in you. But you got to release it, and you got to go and do. Amen. But you're walking by faith, not by sight. Keep going. It says, don't let the noise or the busyness of this world keep you from hearing the voice of God. Well, I never hear from God. You know, you're so busy. Just like Mary and Martha. Mary, man, went immediately and served on Jesus. And Martha, man, she's so busy. We let the busyness and the noise of this world, you know, dictate to us. Quit letting the circumstances, distractions, sin, you know, come and take our minds away from us, our times away from us. Amen. So it says, don't let the busyness of this world keep you from hearing what God, the voice of God, because He wants to talk with you. He wants to spend time with you. He says, I'm knocking, but you're not letting me in. You're too busy. Amen. Got to filter all that out and cast all that mess out. Amen. Now we go, Carmen. There we go. This is our text. James 4 and 8, New Living Translation says, come close to God and He'll come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. For the loyalty is divided between God and the world. Amen. And the New King James says, draw near to God, and He'll draw near to you. Man, this is what His Word says. If you don't sense, if you're not there, you know, it's not because He's the problem. The problem is us. We got to get ourselves right. I've said it many times, but you got to take yourself off the throne and put Him in charge and put Him on the throne. And it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek Him first before all these other things. It says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. You're double-minded. We don't have to be double-minded. We know what the Word says. Just do what the Word says. Amen. Keep going. These are good. Just some reviews on these. It says, Hebrews 4:16 says, easy to read versions. And Jesus as our high priest. He is our high priest. Amen. Those words should be in caps. We can, well, that's a different translation. Easy to read version says, we can feel free to come before God's throne where there is grace, there we receive mercy and kindness to help us when we need it. Amen. He's there for us. Again, He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. He wants to have relationship. Amen. And that's what Christianity is all about. Having relationship with your Heavenly Father. Amen. Stay connected to the power, to the source. Amen. Praise God. New King James says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. And that's where He says, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. You know, that's all right if He sees you all the time. Father, I need you. Father, I need your help. How many times do you think Jesus went to the Father and said, Father, I need your strength? You know, because the same ugly people that live now used to live back then. So there was ugly people, mad people, I mean, rude people back then too, you know. He had to stay strong and ask the Father to help him, you know, because he was in the flesh. He was human. Amen. But he was strong. He knows where to go. We need to know where to go. We can go to him. Amen. Because we need him. In time of need, Lord, I need your help. Amen. Keep going. It says Psalms 145 and 18. New King James says, the Lord is near to all who call upon him. To all who call upon him in truth. So again, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. All of us. You know, people, the world tries to divide you and disqualify you and say all kind of things about you. But if you know your Heavenly Father, the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. He's talking about all people. So your height, your weight, your color, it don't mean anything. Amen. When you know your Heavenly Father, He came for God so loved the world. And we got all kinds of people around, you know. But we're His children. He's our Heavenly Father, especially if you've accepted Him as Lord and Savior. He's our Heavenly Father. And we're His children. Amen. So, praise God. Hebrews 10:22 says, New King James, let us draw again. Let us draw near to the truth, heart, in full assurance of faith. With a true heart, in fullness assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Again, keep going. These are good. There's only one way to the Father. And if you don't know it, you need to write this down. Amen. It says John 14:6, New King James says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. Amen. And me is caps. John in the Amplified says, Jesus said to him, I am the only way. Are you listening? Are you watching? There's only one way to heaven. Your money can't buy you to heaven. Amen. Nothing can buy you to heaven except you receiving Jesus, the Lord and Savior. You've been running or you never accepted him. But you know what? All you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? That's an assurance. Because you know you're going to spend eternity either in heaven or in hell. So you better decide now. Quit living that way. Because you never know when you're going to be gone. And it could be in an instant. In a twinkling of an eye. Amen. So praise God. It says, I am the only way to God and the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So, you know, make your peace now and come to him. Even the prodigal son had more sense. He says, man, I can do better with Father. Yeah, but you can do better with God. So you make your life a mess. But you know what? You go to him. And all that mess is going to go, you know, just cast it on him. Confess him as your Lord and Savior. And you know what he's going to say? He said, get up and pursue. I have a call on your life. I haven't taken it back. You need to get up and pursue and go and fulfill what it is he wants you to do. Yes. Big or small, it doesn't matter. As long as you're serving him and doing it unto him, he's going to bless you. Yes. Amen. This world ain't going to bless you. God's going to bless you. Amen. Whew. Praise God. I'm blessed already. I'm excited. Philippians 4:6-7 says, New King James, be anxious for nothing. And that's what this world is all about, man. There's so many negative things, so many worries, so many cares, so many problems, so many negative things, you know. But it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. So give it to him and cast it to him. Don't let these anxieties, all these things of the world, bring you down. Renew your mind with the Word of God. Don't let the past, don't let people, don't let no sin and no distraction come against you between you and God. Amen. Keep your mind renewed with the Word of God. Amen. Renew your mind. Keep your mind renewed so that you can stay focused and connected to him. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 11:6 says what? Without faith, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. He's going to reward you. He's going to bless you. But you know what? We got to be serving him. Amen. And be walking by faith and be walking with him. Amen. Says 11:6, Hebrews 11:6, New King James says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So you know how you build your faith up? In the Word. Get the Word of God in you. Learn the Word. Amen. And confess the Word. Amen. And your faith is it. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently doesn't mean once in a while. It means often. Amen. So we need to do this. And Father knows this. What does he want the most? He wants to have a relationship. Amen. So it's not just a one-way thing where you just go dump on him and take off. Amen. You just sit there and wait. You know, spend time with him and let him give you or let him bless you. Amen. So and tell you what it is he wants you to do or whatever the answer is to whatever prayer you have. But, you know, be patient and wait on him. Don't rush. Just go dump and run off, you know. No, that's not relationship. So draw close to Jesus. Step out in faith and fear not. Yes. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, and you can James, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. Not by fear. Again, he's not giving us a spirit of fear. He's giving us a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. So we need to remember what the word says and step out in faith. Amen. In the Amplified says, for we walk by faith, not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent with our confidence, believe in God's promises. Again, know what the word says and stay with it. And don't walk away from it. Amen. Stay focused. Amen. And do what the word says. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, New King James, trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He's not going to lead you wrong. This world will. And you will if you start listening to the wrong things and doing the wrong things. But if you focus on him, he says he'll direct your path. Amen. So, you know, he's got somewhere for you to go. You know, he's got plans for you. None of them include defeat. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. And he put you here to fulfill what it is he wants you to do. But you got to stay connected to him. And you got to have a relationship. And you got to get in the word and study the word. And start living it and start speaking it. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So you know you got fear in it? Just cast it out. Bible says, commit yourself to God. Resist the devil. He has to go. I'm not receiving the spirit of fear. I'm not receiving any evil spirit. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. So the enemy's busy. But you know what? You stay, you stay full of the word. And don't allow the battlefield of the mind to dictate to you. Renew your mind and keep your mind straight. Keep your mind right. Amen. Matthew 11, 28 and 30 says, New King James says, come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Again, it's all about giving it back to him. Cast it on him. We can't say enough. Says 29 says, take my yoke upon you. And lean not to and lean from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's not going to put anything on you that just overdo you, you know. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Step out in faith, child of God. Why? Because it's impossible to please him without faith. So we're stepping out of faith. The Bible says, walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Galatians 6 and 9, New Living Translation says, let us not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, he says, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. He's not calling you to give up. Amen. So let's remember that. The world wants you to. People want you to. People want you to fail. The Bible says the enemy comes. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and enjoy life and have a full life. Amen. Amen. Until he calls you home. Amen. So praise God. Galatians 6, 9, New King James says, let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Amen. So you know what? The enemy, people want for you to just give up. Amen. They're jealous. And the enemy is going to use people to come against you. Amen. So we just got to stay renewed. Amen. You got to stay focused. And you've got to stay full of him. Amen. Be faithful. Yes. Thank you. Again, Hebrews 11, 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. We got to continue to seek him. Amen. He's there for us. Again, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. It says, draw close to him and he'll draw close to you. Let go and let God. Cast it on him. Give it to him. Let go and let God. Man, you need to write that down. And we need to practice this all the time. Amen. We need to practice this daily. So verse Peter 5, 7 and 8 says what? Casting all care upon him. Because why? Because he cares for you. Somebody say, well, you know, Jesus forgot about you. Jesus don't care about you. Don't listen to that. Does it line up with the word of God? If it doesn't line up with the word of God, that's not what the word of God says. So I'm not receiving it. He cares about me. He loves me. For God so loved the world He gave, he sacrificed his only son. 8 says, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, your enemy, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. I told you this before on a daily basis. You know, when the enemy is looking for a ride, don't give him a ride because he'll want to drive you. He'll want to drive you, you know, and he wants to drive you in the wrong way. Amen. So that's not of God. It says, just call on Jesus. He's one prayer away. You watching, me listening. Get off your como se llama, you know, and it's time to open up your mouth and say, Lord, I need you. I made a mess of my life. Amen. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior. I'm going to start living for you. Start getting in the Word and doing what your Word says. Amen. And you know what? He didn't take his calling from you. He wants you to pursue what it is that he wants you to do. Amen. It's one prayer away. He's one step away. He's a turnaround away from us just doing an about face and going in the right way. Change directions. You're going the wrong way. All you need to do is change directions. When you receive him and confess him as your Lord and Savior, you know what? You're going to start heading the right way. And keep yourself that way because the world wants you to turn around. The world wants to come and have you join them. But that's not God's way. Amen. So keep going his way. And this is where we start. Said Bible heroes drew close to him. We got a lot of Bible heroes. But Jesus is our greatest example. Amen. So listen, if Bible heroes got close to Jesus or close to God, so can we. Amen. Spending time with him, spending time in his word, meditating in his word, renewing your mind, you know. Praise God. It says Jesus called on the Father for strength on a daily basis. So can we. The prodigal son made that same call. There's a lot of them that made it call and said, Father, I need your help. But the prodigal son found himself with the pigs and found himself scratching with the chickens. And he says, I could do better at Father's house. And you know what? I don't know if you've ever read it, but you go and read it back again. Read it again. But you know what? On a daily basis, the father went out and looked down the road. He was expecting his son back. You watching, you listening, he's expecting you. He sacrificed his son for you. It's time that you be obedient. And you know, quit pleasing the world. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. A world pleaser. He's waiting for you to come back home. All you need to do is get up and confess him as your Lord and Savior. And start doing for him. Come back home. He wants you home. He sacrificed his son for you to be free. Not for you to be in bondage and losing and being down and out. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Moses at the Red Sea says, Father, I've got a Red Sea in front of me. I've got the Egyptian army in front of me, behind me. I need your help. And you know what? He parted the sea. He parted the Red Sea. And they went across on dry land. Amen. So praise God. And they made it to the other side. You know, there's enemies following you. So go to the Father. Says, Lord, these enemies are after me. You know what? He's going to make it right for you, but you got to start living for him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. The lady with the issue of blood, man, she called the Father and says, you know, I've been going through this for all these years. And he said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. Yes, he did. And you know what? Jesus is just going through his crowd, plowing himself through a crowd and people bumping on him, touching him and all kinds of things. But when this lady touched him with faith, knowing that if she touched the hem of his garment, she's going to be healed. And you know what? He's plowing himself through all these crowd, the disciples around him, you know. And he says, when she touched me, he says, somebody touched me. Who touched me? He said, what are you talking about? You're bumping into all these people. All these people are touching you. Yeah, but she touched him with faith, knowing she came there saying, this is my last resort. Says, but I know that I could be healed if I could just touch the hem of his garment. You know, and she did. You know, she received, you know, immediately she confessed. But, you know, the disciples didn't know, but Jesus knew. Somebody touched me. And faith was released. And she was healed immediately. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. If that don't bless you. And you know what? People were jealous about Daniel. Daniel prayed as God. And they were jealous. They even made the king say, you know, if you pray to your God, you know, we're going to throw you in the lion's den. So they caught him, you know, they caught him praying, and he wasn't going to change his ways. He was going to praise his God. And they threw him in the lion's den. And, you know, the next day, I say, oh, man, the king found himself, you know, where he loved Daniel. He would like Daniel, you know, and he didn't want Daniel to be eaten by them lions. And the next day, he runs over there to check on him. And guess what? He's just sitting in there with the lions. I bet you them lions were praying to him. Ooh, them little kittens, you know, them little cats, you know. David and Goliath. You know, you got daily giants facing you. But you know what? David went out. And you know what? The king Saul tried to give him his armor. King Saul was a big man. Amen. And David tried to put that armor on himself. You know what? I can't do with this. I'm going to use what God gave me. Yes, yes. Amen. And he just kept his little shepherd outfit on, you know. And he had his slingshot, you know. So I'm going to use what God gave me. He says, when the bear came, when the lion came, God was with me. And he, you know, I'm not going to let this uncircumcised Philistine giant come against me. Yes. And you know what? He just didn't walk over there in fear. He says he ran to him. He ran. He knew he had faith. He knew who was backing him. You know, whatever it is coming against you, you know, have faith. God is with you. Yes. Amen. And whatever it is you're holding on to, why are you still holding on to it? He said, cast it on me. I can just go on and on, you know. Jonah in the belly of the whale, you know. God made a way. God has made a way for you. Just confess Him as Lord and Savior. You know, if you're running from Him, you know, repent. Come back to Him. He didn't take His call away from you. Apostles call on Jesus, you know, when to calm the storms. You got storms of life coming against you. Call on Jesus. He'll clear it up for you. He says, peace, be still. He says, where's your faith? I mean, they've been walking with Jesus all this time, and they saw miracle after miracle after miracle, and they still couldn't deal with the storm. Whatever storms are coming against you, you know, cast it on Him. Give it to Him. Amen. Praise God. I like just a couple more. It says, the three Hebrew children, they threw them in the fire. You know, it says they built the fire so hot, you know. He says even the ones that threw the children in there were consumed. Amen. And you know, they threw them in there and they're waiting for them. You know, they just got to see them catch fire, you know, and just disintegrate it. I said, wait a minute, we threw three in there. Now I said, there's four of them in there. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. So, praise God. Listen, we can call on Him to calm our storms, our cares. Whatever it is, storms of life coming against you. Amen. He's not giving up on you. We give up on Him. Amen. We make things right, and then we start getting in the world again. We got to renew our minds so we can stay right. Amen. And keep him there. Matthew 6:33 says this, what? Seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. Amen. And then 34 again says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You know, so you make your peace, you know, when you get up. It says, Lord, thank you. This is the day you have given me. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. I don't care how many cares, how many things are coming against you. My first priority is seek first kingdom. Seek Him first. And all these other things, you know, are second. Amen. But I'm going to seek Him first and give Him thanks and be glad and rejoice. And I'm going to press on and do what it is He wants me to do. So we're going to stop right there. I just want to say this. Says, draw closer to Jesus. Good things will happen. Blessings will flow and come your way. Amen. So praise God. Do you receive, church? I receive too. If you're not receiving, we just got to get you saved. Amen. And start living for Him. Amen. So praise God. In closing, again, our text is this. James 4:4-8 says this. Draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinner, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So draw close to Him through Jesus, our only way to the Father. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Those of you watching, those of you listening, again, if you haven't confessed Him, and if God, if you feel like God's abandoned you, He hasn't. You walked away from Him. He didn't walk away from you. Amen. So it's time. All you need to do is, you know, if you want to accept Him as your Lord and Savior, that's the only way to the Father, through Jesus. Amen. All you have to do is just say, Lord Jesus, I sin against you. I repent. Come in my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And He won't put you down. He won't turn you down. He's going to receive you. Amen. So praise God. And if you're running from Him, you've been saved before and now you're running from Him, it's time you rededicate yourself back to Him and confess Him again and say, Lord, I want to serve You. Amen. Get yourself right with Him and press on and do what it is that He wants you to do. Spend time with Him. Amen. So praise God. You have sickness in your body? Just confess what the Word of God says. By Jesus' stripes, I am well. I am healed. And I tell myself all the time. I don't confess the problem. I don't confess the sickness. I confess the Word of God. By His stripes, I'm healed. No malfunctions in my body. Everything functions in the way He created it to function. So I receive my healing. Body, receive your healing. You're well. You're healed from head to toe. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Woo. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it's time to give. You go to our website, those watching, those listening, that would like to give your tithes and offerings, you still can. Go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, press the donate button. If you go mail it, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. God loves you and we love you. Says thank you and God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, brother. Stretch your hands this way. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to give. Bless the gift and the giver, Lord. Open the windows of heaven and pour our blessing we're not able to contain, Father. And thank you for rebuking and devouring for our sake. And we give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen.